I'm Kyle Loebner, and this is our game preview for Gonzaga and Baylor on the College Hoops Pick and Rollout. It's a busy weekend of college basketball, but one of the best games on the slate happens on Friday night as Gonzaga and Baylor head to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. The game tips off at 8 p.m. Eastern Time and will be streaming on Peacock. It's both a rematch of the 2021 National Final and a contest featuring the only two teams that have been number one at some point in each of the last three seasons. Both of these teams, however, are down a bit from that lofty perch. Gonzaga is 5-2, but has already been emphatically beaten twice this season, getting blown out by Texas in Austin and losing by 18 to Purdue on a neutral floor. They've played an impressive schedule to date and already have wins over Kentucky, Xavier, and Michigan State. Despite having a few games where things did not go well for them, Ken Pomeroy still credits Gonzaga with the nation's best offense. They're effective shooting the basketball both inside and outside, and they're one of the more experienced groups in the nation. Drew Timmy is the name most fans will recognize, of course, and he's living up to the hype in his third consecutive season as a National Player of the Year candidate. Wings Julian Strother and Rasir Bolton are also excellent scorers behind him, however, each averaging more than 13 points per game. Baylor is also 5-2 on the season, and they're coming off a rough night on Tuesday, when they got knocked down early by Marquette and ended up losing by 26. It was their largest margin of defeat since January of 2016. They also lost to Virginia on a neutral floor, but have a win over UCLA at the same event. While Gonzaga is Ken Pomeroy's number one offense, Baylor is number two. They're also shooting the ball well both inside and outside, and they're one of the country's best teams when it comes to generating second opportunities with offensive rebounds. Where they struggle is in preventing their opponents from getting good looks at three. That could be a real problem for them here, as Gonzaga has several prolific outside shooters. Baylor will spread the ball around a little bit, but the story of their season has been freshman Keontae George. He's averaging more than 14 points per game and taking the second most shots of any player on Baylor's roster. A veteran Gonzaga team will be an interesting test for him. That's our on-the-court preview of Gonzaga and Baylor. Up next, we'll have a look at the lines and trends on the College Hoops Pick and Rollout.
I'm Ryan Stevens, and this is the pick portion of the Pick and Rollout for tonight's matchup between the 14th-ranked Gonzaga Bulldogs and the number 6-ranked Baylor Bears, this neutral siter in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Gonzaga currently a 1.5-point favorite. They are 5-2 this season, 2-5 against the spread. Their last game was also a neutral siter against Xavier, which they won by 4. The Bulldogs come into this one and have covered in just 3 of their last 17 games overall, going 3-12-2 against the spread. They're also 1-6-1 against the number in their last 8 following an against the spread loss, and 1-8-1 against the number in their last 10 neutral site games. Baylor, on the other hand, also 5-2 this season, 3-4 against the spread. Their last time out was an absolute drubbing at the hands of the Marquette Golden Eagles on Tuesday night, Marquette winning that one by 26 in Milwaukee. Good news for Bears fans is that they have covered in 3 of their last 4 following a straight-up loss, as well as 6 of their last 7 following a straight-up loss of more than 20 points, and 5 of their last 8 following an against-the-spread loss. They are 1-5 against the number in their last 6 Friday games, but I see them bouncing back well here. I do think they cover that 1.5, and I think they actually probably win this one outright. Over-under in this one set at 160.5. It's actually fallen quite a bit. It opened at 165 and has fallen down to 160.5. A little bit of a surprise to me, honestly, because Gonzaga's over in 4 of their last 5 and overall, and 5 of their last 7 following it against the spread loss. Baylor is also over in 12 of their last 13 after allowing 90 or more in their previous game, which they did against Marquette. They're also over in 7 of their last 8 overall, and 5 of their last 6 following it against the spread loss. So with this number coming down to 160.5, I think it's definitely going to go over. So give me Baylor plus the 1.5 over the 160.5 total. Thank you for joining us on the Pick and Rollout. You can find more game previews as well as breakdowns of the NFL, NBA, and top college matchups on the Sports Betting Stack. Search Sports Betting Stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Ryan Stevens, and this was the Pick and Rollout preview of Gonzaga and Baylor.